Spider-Man. Spider-Man and all related characters, trademark and copyright 2007, Marvel Characters Inc. Spider-Man the Movie, copyright 2002, Columbia Pictures Industries Inc. All rights reserved. Published by Scholastic Limited 2007. Based on the screenplay by David Koepp. Based on the Marvel comic by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. Adapted by Jane Rollison. Spider-Man. Chapter 1. The Girl and the Spider. Peter Parker lived next door to Mary Jane Watson, MJ. They went to the same school. Peter liked MJ a lot, but he never told her. She already had a boyfriend. His name was Flash. He was good-looking, and he was the school's top football player. One day, their class went to the Columbia Genetic Research Institute. Peter was late. He ran behind the bus. Then at last it stopped. He was red and hot, and everyone laughed at him. As Peter walked down the bus, Flash put his foot out. Peter crashed to the floor. Everyone laughed louder. The bus arrived at the institute. Harry Osborne wasn't on the bus. He arrived in a big car, a Rolls-Royce, with his father and a driver. Harry was new to the school, and he wasn't good at science. Peter was fantastic at science, and he often helped Harry. They were good friends.
"Peter, this is my father," said Harry.
"Ah, the great scientist," said Norman Osborne. "I'm a scientist too. Your mother and father must be happy," said Mr. Osborne.
"I live with Uncle Ben and Aunt May," said Peter. "Yes, they are happy."
"Hey, you two," called the teacher. "Let's go."
A woman took the class to see some spiders.
"There are 32,000 different spiders in the world," she said. "And these. These 15 spiders are special. We took the best bits from 3 different spiders and put them together."
"There are only 14, said MJ.
"Oh," said the woman. "Maybe someone is doing some work on number 15.
Peter took some photos of MJ with the spiders for the school newspaper.
"Ow! What was that?" he thought.
The back of his hand was red. And there, on the floor, was a spider. The spider. Spider number 15.
"Parker, let's go," said the teacher.